الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. وعن أم سلمة رضي الله عنها قالت: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا دخل العشر وعنده أضحية يريد أن يضحي فلا يأخذن شعرا ولا يقلمن ظفرا، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم، رواه مسلم. الحمد لله، ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman and the most perfect and pure teachings of the Deen of Islam, manifested in its pure and compassionate injunctions of the Sharia. The value of Iman is of such importance. Allah Azza wa Jal makes mention in the Quran Azim, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا, that those who have disbelieved and die on disbelief, in other words, die devoid of Iman, and that person sees the severity of punishment and difficulties one has to incur perpetually, forever and ever, in Allah Azza wa Jalla's displeasure in the fire of Jahannam. And if that person is given an option to ransom oneself from that punishment, one would be prepared to give in lieu of being saved from that punishment, the entire earth's surface filled with gold. But it is not acceptable in the Akhirah. The Akhirah is Darul Jaza, the abode of rewarding, of recompensation. And our life in this world, our short lives, this is Darul Amal, the abode of actions. And the Akhirah, the hereafter, eternally one will face the consequences of the way one conducted oneself in this very, very short life that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, of which every moment is absolutely precious. Allah Ta'ala has made us in the ummah of His beloved Habib, Sayyiduna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as the Anbiya Alayhim As-Salatu Was-Salam, before that, had come to convey the word of Allah Ta'ala unto His creation. Revelation had come to them, and their practical lives were a manifestation, an explanation of the revealed word of Allah Ta'ala. So the ahadith and the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forms an integral part of deriving injunctions. The Quran Azim is the Quran Azim because our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us so, and we believe in that with absolute conviction. This suffices to tell us the importance that together with the Quran Azim, the sunnah and the ahadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forming undoubtedly an integral part of our deen and the source from which we derive the various injunctions. And today being the 29th of Dhul Qa'dah, as mentioned in our last lesson, the importance and the virtue of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, which is on our doorstep. If the moon is sighted tonight, then as from tonight onwards, Saturday night will be the commencement of the 10 nights and days of Dhul Hijjah. And if it is not sighted tonight, that is Saturday night, then definitely from tomorrow evening, from Maghrib onwards, signals the beginning of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, extremely auspicious days in which good deeds are most beloved, most pure, most accepted, highest in reward. Days in which Allah Ta'ala loves to be worshipped more than any other time, amongst the many other virtues. To summarize, we try and recite abundantly, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Exerting oneself in ibadah in these nights brings the reward of doing so in Laylatul Qadr. And fasting during these first 9 days, each fast carries the reward of fasting for an entire year. So alhamdulillah on these precious favors and gifts that Allah Ta'ala has granted to us. A very important injunction that pertains specifically to today, as our most respected mother, the beloved wife, the honorable spouse of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hadrat Ummu Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha, says that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned, إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشْرُ, when the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah dawns upon you, and anybody upon whom Qurbani is wajib, and that person will be doing that wajib Qurbani, very, very important that we make the arrangements well beforehand, so that we fulfill this very, very important injunction of Allah Ta'ala for those who can afford it, the Qurbani animal, the sacrificing, the slaughtering of the Qurbani animal. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that that person who has it within the means and capability of doing the Qurbani, sacrificing that animal for the pleasure of Allah, and does not do so, then very stern words, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, who is Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that person should not even bother coming near to our Eid Salah, to emphasize the importance of this injunction. Inshallah, we will talk about its many, many virtues, how it is a means of forgiveness of our past sins, how those Qurbani animals become the barrier and protection, a means of protection from the fire of Jahannam. So whomsoever will be doing the Qurbani, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that before the commencement of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, during those 10 days, one should not, from the commencement of the 10 days, one should not remove any hair from the body, and neither should the nails be pared or clipped. So in other words, preparation should be done beforehand, so that today the clipping or the trimming or the cutting of the nails, as well as the removal of unwanted hair, for example, the trimming, the cutting of the mustache, plucking the hair from the underarms, shaving below the navel, these are from the injunctions of Allah Ta'ala that brings the pleasure, the happiness of Allah Ta'ala. Our deen is a deen of complete submission to Allah Ta'ala under all circumstances, whether our fallible logic or intellect can comprehend it or not. We submit in totality to every injunction of Allah Ta'ala to the best of our ability and under every circumstance. And where there may be weaknesses from our side, we resort to abundant tawbah, istighfar. Never try and bend and skew the command of Allah Ta'ala to fit our whims and fancies. This is by extension a veneration of the deen of Allah Ta'ala, the trimming or the clipping or the paring of nails, removal of unwanted hair from the mustache, for example, under the armpits, below the navel. These are forms of veneration of that which Allah Ta'ala has made sanctified. The Qurbani animal, it is amongst those things that Allah Ta'ala calls Sha'air Allah, the inherent signs of this deen. And anything that is integrally, inherently a part of this deen, giving honor, respect, and veneration. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ, Allah Ta'ala says, whomsoever gives honor, respect, and veneration from those things that are the inherent and innate signs of this deen of Allah Ta'ala, the masjid, the Qur'an, the hafiz of the Qur'an, and alim of deen, the qurbani animals, the sanctified places, the sanctified times, whomsoever gives honor and respect to these, Allah Ta'ala says, this emanates from taqwa and piety of the hearts. This emanates from taqwa and piety of the hearts. So this important injunction in the hadith of Muslim Sharif, very, very strongly advised by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, forms of emphasis and stress has been used, that once the 10 days of the Hijjah dawn upon you, then do not clip the nails there from that moment onwards, or remove any unwanted hair from that moment onwards. This is by extension a veneration of the Qurbani, this great important injunction of Qurbani, that we make every effort to fulfill this great amal, this great command of Allah Azza wa Jal. There are many, many wisdoms in every injunction of Allah Azza wa Jal. So for example, the trimming of this nail, speaking to my respected beloved Ustad, Mufti Radaul Haq Sahib Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, last night, a very, very beautiful angle he put to it, is that one of the benefits amongst many other in this great injunction of Allah Ta'ala is that on the day of Eid, when we do that Qurbani animal, then every part of our bodies get the reward. So there will be some additional nails, additional hair. They also form part and parcel of that complete submission and obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is also a resemblance and imitation of those who would be doing Hajj in the state of Ihram. But ultimately, we do it to gain the pleasure, the happiness, the love of Allah Ta'ala, because it is Allah Ta'ala's pure injunction and it is the strongly emphasized advices our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, and whatever Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned is from wahi and revelation. In huwa illa wahyu yuha. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam does not speak of his own accord, it is from wahi. So veneration, honor and respect. These also teach us the importance in our deen of tahara, of purity, of cleanliness, very, very strongly emphasized in our deen. Every injunction pertaining to every aspect of our lives, whether it is our belief structures, whether it is ritualistic forms of worship, our mutual dealings, mu'amalat, mu'asharat, our social conduct, social interaction, and similarly, dietary laws, halal and haram, and laws of personal hygiene, every one of these constitute an integral part of our deen. So by way for example, another one of our most respected, honorable mothers, beloved wife of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whose chastity Allah Ta'ala has revealed many, many verses emphasizing it in the Quran Azim, Hadrat Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, our most respected mother, mentions a hadith from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that there are 10 actions, 10 mannerisms that are from the naturally decreed divine laws of Allah Azza wa Jal. All the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam had emphasized these. To mention these 10, and many of them pertain to personal hygiene, that tells us the beauty of our deen. Qassu sharib, number one, the trimming or the cutting of the moustache so that it does not grow over onto the lips. Wa i'fa'u al-lihya, growing the beard in full. That's a very, very strongly emphasized command of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is a manifestation of the muhabbat and the love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, cutting or shaving the beard before it grows the full length. It is considered a sin, a great manifestation of the muhabbat and the love of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this great amal. It is a source of hidayat, a source of guidance. So the growing of the beard in full was siwak, the using of the miswak. Miswak, a greatly emphasized sunnah of our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that even in the final illness, when our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had become extremely weakened, even in that state, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam vigorously used the miswak. At least 70 benefits have been mentioned of the usage of the miswak. Greatest of all, that person who uses it throughout one's life, habitually and with regularity, Allah Ta'ala facilitates the easy reading of the kalima at the time of death. Amongst many other, the benefits of this great sunnah was istinshaqul ma, number four, the taking water and pulling it up the nostrils as we do, for example, in wudu, a means of cleansing. Wa qassul adhfar, the paring or the cutting, the trimming of the fingernails. Wa ghaslul barajim, thoroughly washing those parts that dirt may accumulate on the body, for example, the parts between the joints, etc., on the knuckles. So to wash them thoroughly is a teaching of this deen. وَنَطْفُ الْإِبِطِ, the plucking or the tweezing of the hair that grows below the armpits. وَحَلْقُ الْعَانَ, and shaving that which grows below the navel. So we look at the purity, the teachings of this deen. وَانْتِقَاسُ الْمَا, and when answering the call of nature to cleanse oneself thoroughly and use water in cleansing oneself. Here again, the purity of our deen greatly emphasizing these kind of injunctions. Allah Ta'ala, when praising the people of Quba and the Masjid of Quba, one quality with which Allah Ta'ala describes those who resided around Masjid Quba, فِيهِ رِجَالُ يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَهَّرُوا, that there are people there who love to purify themselves thoroughly, and Allah Ta'ala loves those who purify themselves thoroughly and those who resort to abundant tawbah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam inquired from the people around Quba that what is it that you have that Allah praises you for observing thorough purity. They mentioned when answering the call of nature together with using means of removal of that najasa and impurity, lumps of sand in that time, in today's time we can say tissue paper. Additionally, they would use water also to cleanse themselves thoroughly. So this is a very, very beautiful way, a beautiful teaching of our deen. And lastly, the narrator says, For a time I could not remember, recollect the 10th of the 10 mentioned, but I do strongly remember it to be the gargling of the mouth thoroughly, as we do in wudu, the gargling of the mouth thoroughly. So we see in these mannerisms, in these ways, absolute purity and perfection in our deen. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah Ta'ala, every now and again people take shahada in our masjid, around the masjid. Alhamdulillah, number of them, and whenever there is somebody who shows an interest in taking a shahada, on the occasion when the shahada is recited, we usually ask them that what is it about Islam that appeals to you, and what about Islam attracts you. And amazing how one different sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has the power of hidayat and attraction to Islam. So a number of them on the occasion of taking shahada mentioned that it is the system of purity, of cleanliness, of tahara in Islam that has appealed to them, that has made Islam attractive to them. And all of these ways and mannerisms, the teaching of Anbiya alayhi salam, the teaching of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we should do it, but do it knowing that this is Allah's pure command, and never ever have an inferiority complex about any sunnah of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sayyidina Hazrat Salman al-Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala was extremely beloved to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A non-Muslim once taunted him when he noticed the adherence to the sunnah and the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in all aspects of life, saying, "Do you follow your Nabi in every aspect of your lives, even in natural laws?" Sayyidina Salman al-Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala, instead of being overcome with an inferiority complex, very boldly, emphatically and proudly says that yes, we follow our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every manner, in every aspect of life, to the extent that yes, even in natural laws, the answering of the call of nature. And he says, by way of example, even then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not leave us without guidance. He says, our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that when you answer the call of nature, then certain things that you should observe is wash and cleanse yourself thoroughly. Do not use the right hand in doing so. Use the left hand in making istinja. That when we answer the call of nature, we should not face towards our backs, towards the Qibla. So Allahu Azza wa Jal give us the tawfiq, inshallah. We have today to try and implement this very important injunction of our deen. Allahu Azza wa Jal give us the tawfiq to have the veneration, the honor and respect of every single pure command of Allahu Azza wa Jal. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.